Good morning to you. 7:58 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. It's the Dunham and Miller Show. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. The Cowboys played their final preseason game last night. What we learned about this team in the preseason and what we certainly didn't see from this team in the preseason. That's coming up here in 20 minutes. Right now, though, let's all get set for the e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good times.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's got
to
make a decision.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Boy, y'all just get so animate about this, don't you?
Hold on, we had an air horn go off in the studio. I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Last year's team was way more deserving of...
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
God, still one of the greatest gags in ticket history.
Yeah.
The air horn taped to the bottom of an office chair so that when you sit down and compress the hydraulic in the office chair, it pressed the button on top of the air horn.
And it was funny so for Norm wonderful. The first three times it went off. The fourth time, it wasn't funny.
He stood up and with his knees flipped the chair back about 3 yards into a filing cabinet.
And it caused Rhines to fall off the ladder.
Yeah, I don't understand that part.
All right, it's time for the emergency break of the week. We'll give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. We had some awkward moments here on the ticket this week, including my moment. I had a good idea, but I was probably a little too emphatic about it when Gordo was talking about Dr. Kodorak. And let's hear what happened there.
Yeah, the poor woman who died.
Well,
you're
I didn't know
about?
That was the end of the story. I just heard her name, and
I didn't hear her name too well.
Yeah, well, let's just give it a listen.
All right, the other story that I've been following for you is the story of Dr. Jacqueline Kodorak in California, 49-year-old doctor, well respected.
Guess he performs Kodorak surgery.
But that's okay.
It's not bad.
That's okay.
And I got no reaction whatsoever.
You made contact.
That's not okay.
The only problem was...
What?
Is Jacqueline a she?
Yeah,
and you
he
said
had the wrong
he.
Gender.
Oh.
You so ground it out.
Dang it.
If you had had the right gender...
You took a huge
doctor,
cut.
I didn't hear the first
I think it would have been terrific, but the wrong gender sent
Crap
me into
it.
Hypnosis.
You guys are overrating that, I think. Anyway, Dr. Jacqueline Kodorak.
All I heard was Kodorak, and I thought I heard Jack.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Dang it.
Yeah,
and
she,
I was kind of Cruella DeVille about it, about, you know, just really punching it in there, forcing the ball in
you
there.
You were so excited because a punchline actually appeared in your head
yeah.
for the first time in
and,
3 years.
Yeah, and it doesn't really happen very often, so I got excited. All right, Gordo got excited. We're all really excited about one of our new sponsors, Oreo Snack Cakes.
But Gordo, Oreo Cakesters.
Oh, Cakesters. Well, don't tell me. Tell yourself that. This is what you tried to call them.
Get a load of some of these flavors.
Okay.
Original. Do you know how good original is?
Oh, the chocolate and the creamy filling.
The taste of original.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Oreo and peanut butter Oreo cakes.
Oh,
it's, you got your Cookie Monster head and your Cookie Monster hand.
Yeah.
You just can't believe
it. I can't take it. Oh, so good.
Oreo Cakesters, the perfect way to sweeten up your ride. Oreo Cakesters is the official snake cax. official snack cake of Stuart Haas Racing. Sorry about that. Take it from me. Take it from the fake Cookie Monster. Oreo Cakesters are great.
No doubt. Snakes.
Yeah. Snake cax. What'd I say?
Snake cax.
Broadcasting is not one of my strengths.
The best way to sweeten up your ride, that's a weird copy point.
It's sweeten up your ride with Oreo Cakesters or something to that effect.
Smear the Cakesters on your rims or how?
You're riding
my
to work.
My job is to deliver the message, not to ride it.
Okay.
That makes sense to me. You sweeten your ride to work with a...
Yeah, it's a play on words.
Oh, I'm thinking of ride as your car, vehicle. How do you sweeten your ride? You cram the Cakesters in the gas tank?
No, that would gum it up.
Yeah. Yeah, their copy point isn't gum up your gas tank with Oreo Cakesters.
All right, there's Gordo with snake cacks. And then we have the late entry from Arizona and Governor Jan Brewer in a debate setting. She had her opponent with her?
Yes, it was kind of an informal debate setting where they're sitting on the set of a television station set, and they ask her for her opening statement. And she completely freezes and tanks. And even when she is talking, it's like she's got a bad case of Ron Washington speak.
Thank you, Ted. And it's great to be here with Larry, Barry, and Terry. And thank you all for watching us tonight. I have done so much, and I just cannot believe that we have changed everything since I become your governor in the last 600 days. Arizona has been brought back from its abyss. We have cut the budget, we have balanced the budget, and we are moving forward. We have done what we could possibly do. We have did what was right for Arizona. I will tell you that I have really did the very best that anyone could do. And we have pushed back hard against the federal government. We have filed suit against Obama Healthcare, and we have passed Senate Bill 1070, and we will continue to do what's right for Arizona. I ask for your vote. Thank you.
All right, very good.
Wow. All right, very good. Not really.
And, you know, we've heard shake voice before. She had shake laugh, where she was starting to laugh a little bit, but at the same time panicking.
And you got to see, she has, like, the bright white teeth, bright white dentures of a used car salesman, leather skin.
Did she say, since I have become your governor?
Yeah, since I have become your governor. And also, we have did, I think she said.
Man, that's amazing. All right, so is it me, is it the great Gordo, or is it the great Jan Brewer? 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for all of the candidates over the years.
Oh, my God.
That's like these, that's the Cynthia Izaguirre Texas Stadium-like memory.
Oh, yes. When you have to pick one, you pick all of them.
All the candidates over all the years. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The Migs of the Morning Show, Thunder Ass George Dunham.
Wow. Is your nickname Thunder Ass?
No.
And do you routinely Migs people?
No, I don't even know what that is. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Now you know why I hired Jody Dean.
Oh, this must be Jerry?
I guess so. Because he didn't like me, so that's a vote for me, I guess. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, I like to vote for Gordon Queet.
Funny. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, can I submit a properly formatted vote?
Sure.
I'd like to vote for... I did become a voter.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I am would like to vote on the candidate for the was am I voting.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the douchebag of the week, LJG.
MJG?
Don't get it. Undervote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George's assless chaps.
I got rid of those, sir. I got rid of them on Craigslist. Don't have them anymore. That didn't count as a vote for me, does it?
No.
But that was a fun meeting, by the way, when you gave it to the guy who bought them.
It's like assless chap.
Yeah, down try a block first, yeah.
You're going to Starbucks.
Parking lot.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Governor Rumcake and shout out to Vandervag.
All right.
Wow.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Chalk me up as a Vordo goat.
Some funny votes today.
I know it. Now we're cooking.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for your mom.
She's not a candidate, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Am I on your radio?
Oh, my God. Help us.
Sweet release of death.
I want to vote for Greg Gordo and the fake the Kim Bay Matumbo. So you know the creed.
That was, was supposed to be Cookie Monster, not the Kim Bay Matumbo.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Fernando's explosive diarrhea.
And I accept it.
Okay.
Fernando always has that problem.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Work, 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 work.
No idea.
Anyone? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to show the governor who's the master debater.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
George, you know there's diamonds on your anus.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Stop it.
George's onion crotch.
That's Gordo. That's Gordo.
Courage.
That's Gordo who has that. And Swamp Butt. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Did you enjoy those three Super Bowls? I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
There's Elvis voting.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
It's Michelle Wee.
Just
are you
voting? Sure.
You sound scared and cold and alone.
It is so cold in my land, Giorgio. I am still riding my hyena to come to your Dunham Manor, and I want to cast my vote for the Cookie Monster and the Great Gordo. Save me, Giorgio.
Was that a George? Please.
Was that a Great Gordo?
George, please.
Die. Was that a Great Gordo vote?
Yes.
Okay. Four for Gordo and four for Jan Brewer. Hi, you're on the ticket.
The governor wins. The governor.
Yes, the governor does win. And how could you beat that?
You can't. Hers was on a much larger stage than ours were. So, I mean, this has got to win. Here's Jan Brewer on in her first televised debate.
But finally, we hear from Jan Brewer.
Thank you, Ted. And it's great to be here with Larry, Barry, and Terry. And thank you all for watching us tonight. I have done so much, and I just cannot believe that we have changed everything since I become your governor in the last 600 days. Arizona has been brought back from its abyss. We have cut the budget, we have balanced the budget, and we are moving forward. We have done everything that we could possibly do. We have did what was right for Arizona. I will tell you that I have really did the very best that anyone could do. We have pushed back hard against the federal government. We have filed suit against Obama Healthcare, and we have passed Senate Bill 1070, and we will continue to do what's right for Arizona.
So much.
I ask for your vote. Thank you.
But so many of the people in Arizona will hear just that end and won't even worry about the car wreck that was the first.
They just hear we hate Obamacare, and then they start cheering and raising their Brewer pennants.
I wonder if this was her first win.
Well, the Goofy Gub did win for the first time. Ties Barack Obama and Zippy the Clown.
8:11 here on Sports Radio 30.